Lawmakers in New Zealand today are negotiating over the country's next prime minister after Jacinda Ardern made a surprise announcement she would step down before the end of her second term. She's been New Zealand's youngest prime minister in 150 years. Nick Schifrin looks at why she's leaving and her legacy.
She was the world's youngest female head of government.
Yes, I can do the job and be a mother.
Well known for empathy.
I would jump online quickly and just check in with everyone, really.
Our gun laws will change.
Who became a global liberal icon as a self-proclaimed feminist.
Me too must become we too.
And yet, at just 43 years old, 5 years into the job, Jacinda Ardern says she's had enough.
I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple. And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election.
Ardern is well known for that emotion and openness, especially in 2019 after an Australian gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers in two mosques. She stood with the Muslim community and against the shooter's white supremacy.
They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence against us is not.
In less than 4 weeks, Parliament passed a bill banning most semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines.
Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Her tenure was marked by crises none larger than COVID.
These decisions will place the most significant restrictions on New Zealanders' movements in modern history.
Her government shut the borders and imposed one of the world's strictest lockdowns despite the country's reliance on tourism. It saved lives and allowed Kiwis to resume normal life earlier than most countries. Throughout, she spoke to the country via Facebook Live.
As we all joined together in the fight against COVID-19.
Without question, we had one of the most effective responses to the pandemic in the world, and many people owe their lives to that.
Helen Clark was New Zealand's prime minister from 1999 to 2008 from Ardern's same party. She also co-led an independent review of COVID's origins and countries' responses. We spoke to her from a train outside Davos.
I think that Jacinda's government distinguished itself by taking the science seriously. A lot of other women leaders around the world took a similar approach. Listen to the experts, make sound decisions, communicate clearly to the public about what you know and what you don't know.
But 2 years later, demonstrators protested outside Parliament. A slow vaccine rollout, government mandates, and inflation sparked opposition among conservatives and led to Ardern's party slipping in the polls. Dr. Suze Wilson is a senior lecturer at New Zealand's Massey University.
The cost of living pressures are very real for people. They're looking for someone to blame, and of course they're going to blame the government.
But Ardern also faced criticism that could be sexist and ageist.
I've met a lot of prime ministers in my time, but none so young, not too many so smart, and never one so attractive.
In 2018, she became only the second world leader to give birth in office. She never hid her motherhood.
It's bedtime, darling. Pop back to bed. I'll come and see you in a second.
Or her feminism, standing next to 37-year-old Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin.
Yeah, a lot of people will be wondering, are you two meeting just because, you know, you're similar in age and, you know, got a lot of, you know, common stuff there?
My first question is, I wonder whether or not anyone ever asked Barack Obama and John Key if they met because they were of similar age.
If you're being subjected to threats of violence at unprecedented levels, all of that makes your, you know, workplace environment, you know, far more hostile. While she's the number one target, this behaviour has a chilling effect for all women. You know, we look at how she is being treated and we go, so that's what happens if you have a public profile.
Ardern never shied away from that public profile until today. After leading the country through countless crises, she says she and her fiancé we'll finally have time to get married. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.